welcome to the Priory. Reverend Christine and I really love coming into school, seeing everybody at school and leading us in school in acts of collective worship. And perhaps your grown-ups don't know about that, but Reverend Christine and I, we work here at the Priory, and we go into school and we all get together in the hall and we have acts of collective worship together, and we really love doing that, don't we? But it's really extra special to be able to welcome school into church and for us all to gather here and to celebrate Christmas with your beautiful Christingle display in church. Because this church is really old. It's 900 years old. And that means that for 900 years, people who live in Bridlington have been coming here at Christmas and at other times as well, and at special times in their lives, to say prayers and to worship God. And I always like to think that these stones, they're soaked in prayer, the prayers that people have been saying. It's made a special place, a holy place, because of all the prayers that people have been saying here. So although we can pray to God anywhere, it's really good to come here and to sing about the hope that is coming into the world with Jesus at Christmas. And I brought with me this morning a spotty bag. And I've got some things inside this bag to show this morning. I've got
a snowman
on a
sock.
That's right. I've got a stocking on a sock. That's the first thing I've got there. I've got a present. I've got a present. And I've got common.
Yes.
They're all red. They are. They're all red. You're absolutely right. That's the first thing they've got in common. There's some red on this cracker. The other two things are mainly red. The first thing we have found in common is that these three things are red. Who can tell me something else? They're all with Christmas. Yes. And that's a good thing. All the other answers were right, weren't they? But they're all to do with Christmas, so we're getting a bit warmer now. They're to do with Christmas. Now, let me ask you a question. Think very carefully about this question. Who knows what's inside this present?
A toy.
How do you know that? Who knows? You can guess. Your guess might be right, it might be wrong. But who knows what's inside this? The answer is nobody knows what's inside this. It might be a toy. It might be a box with a pair of socks in it. It might be some sweets. It might be some biscuits. It could be anything. We just don't know. And on Christmas morning, when you open your presents, you have no idea what's inside the present until you take all the paper off and you find what's inside. Who knows what's inside this stocking? Nobody knows what's inside this stocking, do they? It could be anything. And who knows what's inside the cracker? Nobody knows what's inside the cracker. So something else that these three things are all to do with Christmas, but something else that they have in common is they are all full of a surprise, aren't they? That's right. Christmas is a time of surprises. It's a surprise when we delve in our stocking and find out what shape presents are inside it. It's a surprise when we undo the present and get what is inside out of the wrapping paper. It's a surprise when we pull the cracker and find out what's inside. Christmas is a time of surprises. And do you know what, boys and girls? Christians believe that the biggest surprise of all at Christmas is that Jesus was born as a little baby. There were people who were expecting something really important to happen when Jesus was born, but they didn't expect a baby to be born in a stable with a donkey and a cow, and there'd be no bed to put the baby in, and have to put the baby in the cattle trough where the cattle eat from. Nobody was expecting that. It was the biggest surprise of all. And yet Christians believe that it's through that surprise that we are all saved. That we can have a friendship with God through that baby, because that baby came to be our friend, the friend of every one of us. People live in New Pasture Lane, in Bridlington, in England, all over the world. No matter who we are, we have a friendship with God through that baby that was born. And that's the biggest surprise of all. A baby born in a stable can be God's helper, but be our friend. So this Christmas, if you dive into your stocking and you get out a present and you unwrap it and you have no idea what's going to be inside it, it's a surprise to you. When you're surprised, just remember about the surprise of Jesus as well. And it may be that you would want to say, I'm pleased to have this present and I would like to have Jesus in my life as well, as my friend who God sent to me through being born in that stable. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Matthew. Our choir have been very, very busy over the last month. They've appeared on Children in Need, and last week they sang with Opera North at the Spa, and they've just squeezed in enough time to practice some carols for us this morning. If you belong to the choir and you're wearing a choir top, I can ask you to stand up, organise yourselves here.
The song that we're going to sing this morning, the Christmas carol, is Ding Dong Merrily on High, and please feel free to join in with the Gloria.
Thank you.
As you hear the prayer, just think whether you can hear all the different things that come in the Christmas story about Jesus being born. You know that story about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem and there being angels in the sky speaking to shepherds who sent them to go find Mary and Joseph, and then the three wise men coming. Just listen carefully and see if you can hear all those different bits of the Christmas story in the blessing we're about to receive from God. So let's just sit really still. So now may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you.